Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the pulse of the insurance world for this week, Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. Our first story comes from Queensland, where Parliament member David Lee has taken up arms against insurers for what he deems an inadequate response to the aftermath of the devastating Cyclone Alfred. Hervey Bay's hard-hit community has reported substantial difficulties in receiving acknowledgement for the damages their businesses have suffered. With insurers demanding complex hydrology reports, there have been delays in reaching crucial agreements. Consider the predicament of a local butcher whose losses stand at a staggering $300,000. Despite having paid premiums for decades, he finds himself in a financial quagmire. Nonetheless, the Insurance Council of Australia has processed over 100,000 claims, amounting to nearly $1 billion. A meeting is scheduled in Hervey Bay on the 15th of May, where the council intends to address and support the affected community and discuss rebuilding efforts. In another unsettling news event, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, denied a Motor policyholder's claim for engine theft coverage. The insured, an IAG policyholder, was denied the claim due to insufficient evidence of engine ownership and its status as an intended but not yet installed part for a 1993 Nissan Skyline. This ruling underlines the importance of policyholders understanding their coverage limits and the necessity of considering additional coverage for valuable parts and modifications. Amid industry policy reviews, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, affectionately known as the ACCC, has hardened its stance against broker commissions, advocating for the extension of the ban on conflicted remuneration. The ACCC insists that such commissions, often proportional to premium amounts, may pose conflicts of interest. The review, helmed by Phil Khoury, sees various industry voices weighing in, from New South Wales Fair Trading and Commissioner Natasha Mann in support of transparent broker practices, to the Western Australia Small Business Development Corporation's call for wider disclosure rules for small businesses. Lastly, a landmark ruling by the AFCA witnessed auto and general services having to partially cover a homeowner's insurance claim for long-term water damage stemming from a pipe leak. The decision rested on when the damage surfaced, not when the leak started. This case highlights the significance of clear insurance policy terms and has led insurers to reconsider policy language and documentation strategies to ward off similar disputes in future. Whether you are a business owner or individual navigating the Australian insurance landscape, we are here to keep you updated. Be sure to check our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more resources. That's all for today's wrap, and hoping to see you next week. Always with the latest from the industry. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off.